This is Casey from Elliott Brewed. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Clinton was the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid room at that old motel.
It wasn't so cold yesterday. I walked along the river path, down where the current starts, spinning like car tires. I wore the sweater my father wore, the one he got from his girlfriend before he quit his job and met my mother. There's a train that runs from here to Churchill. I never knew Churchill was really that far away. And there's a woman on the bridge from my street. I just nod my head, I don't think I remember her name. And there's a whistle that blows every day at four. I met my brother yesterday outside the place we went to school. He said he thought I should be running out of patience. We walked for hours until it snowed out past the cemetery gates, where you can stand and watch the planes taking off. And there's a face that looks exactly like yours does. It's all I've got, he said, it's really not that bad. And there's a reason why I'm here, I can't remember. These past few years have been the shortest years that I've ever had. There's a whistle that blows every day at four. The sound of train cars loud as a crying from the house I live next door to.
That's Greg McPherson. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. I'm Jeff. Now that we're all introduced, how you doing? We play singer-songwriters for the next couple of hours here on the show, and it is going to be a pretty busy show. We'll get to that in a second. That was off Greg's CD, Balanced on a Pin. That song was called Churchill, and I'll send that out to me, because tomorrow I'm going to Churchill. Well, tomorrow I'm going, but I don't get to Churchill till Tuesday. It's really... really far. I don't know if you know how far Churchill is, but it's really far. It's far. It takes you more than a day to get there. So yeah, I'm going to Churchill. But so long as I don't get eaten by any polar bears or anything, I'll be back in time for next Sunday's show. But we'll get to that. Busy show today. Special guests coming up in a little bit. We got our old pal Rami Mays is dropping by again to come and chat and have some fun, and she's bringing along with her a young man named Gerf Morlix, the perhaps the best producer of the music that you and I like in the world. He's produced some of the finest records going, and we'll play some of those, and we'll chat about that, and Gerf will talk and hopefully play us some songs as well. So that should be a lot of fun. That's coming up in a little bit, but first I got some brand new music, and this song that we're going to kick off the show with is perhaps the most anticipated song of the past year. Now, if you were cool and smart, you went to the Regina Folk Festival last year, because it was amazing last year. I mean, it sucks this year, but last year was amazing. We got to see our old pal Danny Michel, and we've seen Danny Michel a million times, right? Danny's always a fantastic live performer. Great guy. Last year, though, he pulled out this new song that it blew me away. He played it, I think, twice last year, and it's been stuck in my head ever since. It's that good. It sounded like when he played it, it was a cover of an old Motown song or something. So we had to go ask him, like, Danny, what's that song? He said, no, it's original. It'll be on my next record. I've been waiting since that day till just this past week to hear this song again. It's as is the case with Danny when he produces a record, he kind of does interesting things, and I'm still not entirely sold on the production of this song, but it is so good that it was well worth the wait. This song is called Midnight Train. It's brand new from our old pal Danny Michel.
I recall the day, the temperature and time. I never felt that way. The day you said you would be mine. But after years of ebb and flow, it's been tugging at our flame. Is there something I don't know? Cause you don't look at me the same. So I'm leaving on a midnight train. Leaving on a midnight train.
This is Danny Michel, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, live from Pearson Airport.
Cannonballs and kettle drums,
catapults and pellet guns, Kaiser blades and minor chords, voodoo dolls and Ouija boards. There's vultures lurking in the wings, sabotaging little things. Got greasy see-through friendly grins. I guarantee they'll never win, 'cause it's not the end of the world just yet. Karma come and karma go. Some days it seems to overflow. The tide will come, the tide will go. The sky will fall, the wind will blow. If you fly on broken wings, cardboard cutouts hung from strings, a phony backdrop bristle board, I play for you in major chord, 'cause it's not the end of the world just yet. Treasure, trophy, accolades, heads or tails, a walk away. The gambler's winning streak will end. The jackpot loser spins again, 'cause it's not the end of the world just yet.
Long way to cross. I'm holding. A song called "And Some Money Too." It's a song that I wrote about a fellow named George W. Bush. Goes like this. Take a bite from my rotten apple. Said as he left his castle with minuscule appendage, and he was such an asshole, only ever loved his mother, never would he love another, never really loved his father, because he was saving the world and somebody too. In the world, what you have a man to do? He's breaking his back, he's tried and true. He's saving what and some money too. We'll be right back.
what else in the world but you have a man to do. He's breaking his back, he's tried and true. He's saving the world and some money too.
That's Serena Ryder there. Young lady who put on a great show last night. She was in town last night, did you know? She played the big arena. So, yeah, you bought a ticket to go see Serena Ryder, and they threw in a free concert by Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman. Seemed like an odd pairing, but she did fantastic, and people seemed to love her. There was a lot of people wanting to meet her and buy her CD after her little set, which is very good to see. Very, very good to see. Two opposite ends of the spectrum there, if you think about it. A young kid with a bright future. And a couple of washed-up rock stars who haven't done a thing in years. But it was a good show. I had a lot of fun there. Lots of people there. So hopefully some of you caught Serena and became fans of her, because she's pretty fine. We heard Jackie Greene from his new one before that. American Myth is the record. That's I'm So Gone, a good rocking little tune. This is a good little record. Not bad. You know, Jackie, he was the hit of the Folk Fest a few years ago. Became a big rock star in this town. And for some reason, I haven't been able to really get into his records for the most part. The last one was pretty good. But this one is I would say, the best one overall. So that's a good thing. American Myth. You can pick it up at the Folk Fest Music Store, along with some other stuff. Danny Michelle before that. It's not the end of the world, but it is a new record. It's called Valhalla, and it's got the weirdest cover art of any Danny Michelle record yet, that's for sure. Some nice photos inside, though. Not sure why he didn't use one of those nice photos on the front, but that's Danny for you. Available from Maple Music, and I believe it's in stores now. If you order it from Maple Music, you might even get yourself an autographed copy like I did. We also heard Midnight Train there. Fantastic brand new song from Danny Michelle. Been waiting over a year for that. Well, I guess not over a year. Under a year. Almost a year. For that one, and boy oh boy, it's a good one. I'm sure you'll be hearing that one again. Another record that we've been eagerly anticipating, right up there with Midnight Train from Danny Michelle. This was the most anticipated record of the year. That was the most anticipated song of the year, I suppose, but this one is the most anticipated record. Been waiting a while for this one. Finally got it in my hot little hands. It's my good friends the Waylon Jennies. They're brand new record is called Firecracker, and I guess a lot of people are waiting to see what this sounds like. They got the new band member now, Annabelle Chwastik, since their last Juno Award winning record. And you know what, the second record, there's always higher expectations, and some people aren't getting it, and I think that's too bad. Morley Walker, it's a good record, and if you give it some time, it'll grow on you. It's a fine thing. And we'll hear a couple of tracks off of it now. We'll start off with one by the new gal, just to let you in. If you haven't seen them live yet, they'll be at the Folk Festival, of course, and then another show in September at the Playhouse, I believe. Anyways, this is a new one from Annabelle Chwastik. This is Apocalypse. Let me say that again. Apocalypse Lullaby from the Waylon Jennies.
Hurricanes will come, earthquakes break the walls, oceans rise, empires fall, enter world. Light up. you can make for you. Into
Hey, this is Keith and Renee.
I'm Easily Amused, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Streets got it out for me, crushing me down into the concrete daily. I'm getting kind of tired of just hanging around. Every single morning the rain pounds down and sinks me closer to the ground. And as the cars drive by, I wonder why it's me that has to suffer. Living here has got me feeling bad, but I should be happy where I'm at, and I should be great with what I have, and
and I should be hopeful that I am proud to be me. And I should be looking straight ahead, not dwelling on the things I said. I should be hopeful that I am proud to be me. Kinda lonely on the avenue. I can't afford nothing, and I'm talking to myself again. And it's up the stairs to my hostel night, whispering Packers in a dim room light. I'm sleeping down in bunk bed too. The truth be told, I'm uninspired. Thought this town could take me higher. Being here is feeling such a drag. But I should be happy where I'm at, and I should be great with what I have. And I should be hopeful that I am proud to be me. And I should be looking straight ahead, and not dwelling on the things I said. I should be hopeful that I am proud to be me.
Those are our good friends, Easily Amused, and they are good friends. They're they've had some bad luck, as you may have heard before. They're all their stuff got stolen in Philadelphia on their recent tour, which was supposed to be a big and exciting time, and instead it was kind of sad. So there's a fundraiser going on tonight at the West End Cultural Center, which is fantastic. It's Easily Amused and Kyle Riabko, who also. He was on that tour and got his stuff stolen also. I don't know if you've ever seen Kyle Riabko, but the kid is amazing. And he is a kid. I think he's probably about 18 or 19 now. I think he was 16 or so when I first saw him in Regina. He's from Saskatchewan. And the kid is amazing. Let me tell you. Go and have fun. It'll be fun tonight. It's $20, which is a pretty good deal when you think you get Easily Amused, Kyle Riabko, and Hot Winnipeg Band, The Waking Eyes, are also playing, which is kind of cool. And I'm sure there'll be some fun ways to donate money there, which is a good thing. They deserve it. They're good folks. So we heard a couple of things that a little bit different. We heard "Proud to Be Me," which is an acoustic song, which actually isn't on the record, but a little acoustic thing there. And we heard "Superstar" from their first record, "Novice." They have a fine latest record called "Simple Stuff," and they're working on a brand new one, which should be out later this year, so go and show them some love tonight at the West End Cultural Center. Two before that from the Wailin' Jennies, their brand new record is called Firecracker, and it's in your finer stores now on Jericho Beach Music, or if you're a nerdy collector like me, you can get the American version too. It's also out on Red House. It depends whether you prefer the jewel case or the digipack. In Canada, it's in the digipack. In the States, it's in the jewel case, so there you go. Collectors like me will want to have them both, and I do right here. We heard "Begin" from Nicky Maida and "Apocalypse." I'm going to trip over that word every time I play the song. "Apocalypse Lullaby" from Annabelle Chvostik. And, of course, Ruth is in there as well. We'll try and fit in a Ruth song at some point in time. Something else I'm going to try and fit in. I always forget about Father's Day. I always, you know, I'm all about showing the love for my mom, who's a fantastic person. But I kind of always forget about Father's Day. Never had much of a father myself, so I kind of forget about that one. But it is Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all of you out there. And if you do want to hear something for your father or husband or whatever, I will try to get it on. Like, I'll try to get something on for Zenon. You're a great father and a great listener and a good guy. So we'll try to get something on for you. But happy Father's Day. Good to know you're out there, and good to know you're listening. Anyways, if you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, on Thursday we had a very special guest in. His name is Jeffrey Hatcher, and you may remember him from Winnipeg bands back in the day, the Fuse and the Six, and bunch of other things. Then he went on to Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat, and then his last project that gained widespread recognition anyway was the Blue Shadows. He played for a little bit after that, but has more or less disappeared since the Blue Shadows broke up in about 97. And he wasn't in town until recently. He moved back to town and is working as a music therapist, and is going to be part of a very special fundraiser. Now, it's for a great project called New Directions. Their project VIP, Violence Intervention and Prevention. And how important is that? It deals with kids who are affected by fetal alcohol syndrome and related problems. And there are a lot of them out there, believe me when I tell you that. And this program sounds fantastic, using music and individual counseling and all kinds of things to help these kids. And I could not think of a more important or more worthy cause. There's a fundraiser going on. Like I said, Jeff will be playing along with Brother Don, I believe, on Thursday, June 22nd, from 12 to 2. It's called The Very Important Party. It's on the rooftop parking lot level of the New Directions building, 401 Portage Avenue. It's in the Rice Financial Building. What does it say? There'll be live performances, speakers, and lunch for purchase. And all kinds of people have been invited. It sounds like a really, really great thing. Go and learn a little bit and hear some music from Jeff Hatcher and his brother, which is a very rare and special treat. And donate some money for me while you're there, because I can't go because I'm going to Churchill. But if I were here, you can guarantee that I would be at this this fine, fine event. And let's see. Let's play something from Jeff, shall we? Let's play... let's try this one. Play something from the Blue Shadows. Maybe a couple from the Blue Shadows, and then we'll sort of go back in time, play some more Jeff stuff, get you primed up for that. It's Thursday, noon to 2, 401 Portage Avenue. Please go. I believe I'd find
never saying it straight to one another. No other way to see this love. Saying it straight to one another, no other way we'll see this love grow. And I'll know, 'cause I don't know all that you know. I'll tell you something that I can show you, honey, but only if you listen to me. Just listen to me. Only if you listen to me.
Lost a man, she belongs to sweat and greed. Last beneath the bank, her ass she's all I really need. Mine is a bit mine, I've got another in my wallet. Got one in a book upon the shelf. Your father's little babe, you'll share the profits. But your mother says keep her to yourself. Everybody holds her so everybody knows. She comes harder than she goes. Sheba on the mirror, Sheba on the sweat and dream. Lies beneath the banker as he sleeps. She's a sight I really want since her life is real. But she's all I really need. My Elizabeth, my Elizabeth, Elizabeth, my from my pocket. Got too drunk to leave her in my room. Her grace would light the dark side of your locket. Oh, lend her splendor to a royal suit. Now everybody holds her so everybody knows. She comes harder than she goes. She belongs to mammy. She belongs to sweat and greed. Lies beneath the banker as he sleeps. She's not shy like the Billy Bones. It's a little not for the three. But she's all I really need. My Elizabeth, my Elizabeth, Elizabeth, my
That is Dan Blocker from Gerf Morlex. The album is Tote of Titicaca, and Gerf is here. We'll send that out to Stu Reed, who is, I don't know if you know this, Gerf, but Stu Reed has made that a minor radio hit here in Winnipeg by playing it every week on his show. So he may ask you to play it when you go see him on Wednesday. You're going to do the Trang Trust on Wednesday, I understand, from 6 to 8 there in CKOW. And another good friend of Stu Reed's, we heard Jeff Hatcher and his many incarnations before that. We heard there's a great compilation from the Fuse, the Six, and the Big Beat called Trying Must Count for Something. You can get that at hatcherbriggs.com, or maybe you can get one on Thursday if you go see him on Thursday for that great fundraiser at 401 Portage for New Directions for Children, the VIP program. Sounds really good. Thursday, noon to 2, 401 Portage there up on the parking lot. So we heard My Elizabeth from that Fuse 6 Big Beat CD. We heard Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat before that, Man Who Would Be King from Cross Our Hearts. We heard the Blue Shadows with I Know and the Blue Shadows with I Believe. And I believe we better take a quick break and come right back. We got Rami Mays, we got Chris Carmichael, we got Scott Nolan coming back, we got Gerf Morlex. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Be right back after a couple of these.